Hi, it's Jason Goff here. When the time comes when you have to buy or sell a home, call the realtor who I would call. The realtor with a serious marketing plan that will work hard for you. Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Here's a story about Amy's work. Amy's unique in that she agrees on a price, a deadline, and if the deadline passes, the home isn't sold. She can rent it, lease it, or buy it for cash. That's the Amy Kite guarantee I've been telling you about. And there are no gimmicks. That's the real deal. What do you do if your agent can't sell your home and the listing expires? Do what Raleigh and Candy did. After 3 months of nothing, they called Amy Kite, and Amy applied her incredible marketing system to the Streamwood home and sold in only 6 days for $200,000. Anyone can put a sign in the yard. Amy sells homes. Working with Amy doesn't obligate you to anything, by the way. If you aren't satisfied with her job, she'll let you out of the contract free and clear, but don't worry, no one ever does that because she sells homes for top dollar. Next time I need to sell my home, I would absolutely trust Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Call Amy at 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com. Her phone number again is 847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
Hi, this is Chicago baseball world champ Wilson Contreras, and I love driving in runs almost as much as I love driving my new Ford from Westfield Ford in Countryside. As a catcher, I know a great pitch when I see one. So when my friends at Westfield Ford showed me how much I could save on a new Ford, I was all in.
Westfield Ford in Countryside always has a great selection of brand new Ford vehicles in stock. Right now at Westfield Ford, buy a new 2017 Ford Focus for $169 per month or a new 2017 Ford Escape for $249 per month.
I played in the Ford Classic last year, so I can handle the pressure. But you'll never feel any pressure at Westfield Ford, where you always find straightforward people and straightforward pricing with no hassles. So join me, Wilson Contreras, on my other championship team, Westfield Ford, on the corner of Joliet and LaGrange Road in Countryside.
All Ford rebates incentives applied. Must qualify. Taxes and fees extra. Payments based on 10% down with 2.99% APR for 75 months. See dealer for details. Offer expires 6/30/17.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Join Coach Fitz and the 2016 Pinstripe Bowl champions this fall for Big Ten football at Ryan Field. Season tickets on sale at NUSports.com. Cubs are 12-18 on the road so far this season. The Northsiders hoping to improve on that record tonight when they take on the Pirates at PNC Park. Manager Joe Maddon talked to Charlie Rose on PBS, and he said he isn't worried about where his team sits in the standings just yet.
Coming off of a World Series in the last 2 years, actually, the previous year we went to the NLCS, lost to the Mets here in New York, and then last year go to the World Series. So it's been two long years. And I'm really been conscious or aware of the mental state of our guys. I think the word rest is very important. For me, it's best to really reach our peak maybe by August, September. So for right now, it's not exactly where we'd like to be, but it's not bad either.
Cubs will send Eddie Butler to the mound to face Trevor Williams tonight. Pirates lead the 2017 series 4-2. Cubs looking to get back to 500 and catch up to the Brewers, Milwaukee leading the NL Central by 2.5 games over the Cubs. Pre-game with Mark Grody starts at 5:30 tonight right here on 670 The Score. No one's having more fun this week than the White Sox's Matt Davidson. He's got 14 home runs on the year, four of them in the last 4 days. So what's the secret to Davidson's recent success?
Yeah, I'm just trying to kind of ignore everything, you know, outside and take every pitch for what it's worth and be relaxed up there and control my tension and just try to have good at-bats and put good swings on the ball.
Sox open a weekend set with the Blue Jays tonight. Jose Quintana taking on Joe Biagini in Game 1. First pitch, 6:07 tonight from the Rogers Center. Day 2 at the U.S. Open is in full swing. Ricky Fowler now tied for the lead with Paul Casey. 5 players, 2 shots back at 5-under. Sergio Garcia finishes his day at 3-under. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Skokie Sports Park, named a top 50 golf range in America. Swedish holiday, American spirit, that's Volvo's midsummer sales event, and it's happening now at your local Volvo dealer. Get up to $4,500 on a new Volvo vehicle of your choosing. Come in to learn more. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Pirates at 5:30 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station.
This hour is brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends.
The
Greenstein and Golf Show.
First base side, that is a fair ball. Sanchez did not run, and Maurer retires him.
Yolmer doesn't run. Carlos always ran.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Where the official Blackhawks road watch for Game 5 is Thursday at Harry Carey's. I'll be in Rosemont. I don't do it as good as you, partner, or my brother Randy Olson. By the way, he does a great Harry Carey.
More action.
Good to know. Thank you for
more
that.
Excitement. More everything.
Bernstein and Goff, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Just talking about what we often talk about this time of year as basketball's over and Bears minicamp is over.
Baseball season is starting for some.
Yeah, Cubs didn't play yesterday, but Phil Rosenthal, longtime sports columnist, media columnist, business columnist, has worked for both the Tribune and the Sun-Times, and he put together this list of the play-by-play announcers.
You don't like
and the there's a couple things. I think it's criminal that John Weideman isn't in your top 15 because he meets all the criteria.
How long has John been on the job?
10 years, right?
It's been that long.
I think so.
Okay,
it's got to be that long. I mean, he's undeniably, objectively spectacular at what he does.
Mm-hmm.
Color commentators number one, Steve Stone.
No qualms there.
Number two, Eddie Olczyk.
Hmm.
I love his work. Sometimes I wish I didn't feel that he was functioning as an organizational mouthpiece. National work outstanding as well. Jimmy Pearsall, number three. We talked about that booth.
Yeah, I didn't live through it, so I'm ignorant to the Jimmy Pearsall experience.
Jimmy was the truth. Now, Ron Santo at four, here's the thing.
Uh-oh.
I get it. I understand the Pat and Ron show and what he meant, but he was awful. He had no concept what was happening in front of him or who was playing. So
unabashed homer as well.
Yeah, but I never needed him to be some proxy for a fan and represent the fan in the booth. We're around enough fans. Tell me why certain things are happening, what could be happening, do the job. He never really did the work.
Yeah, I wasn't a huge fan of his style.
Never really cared to do the work. Johnny Kerr is fifth. He was great with Jim, great early before he became kind of just a character.
Jim Durham went on to get the national job, I believe, and also Dallas Mavericks right after the Bulls, right?
Tom Pachorik, 6th, Tom Thayer, 7th, Lou Boudreaux, 8th, Bob Brenly, 9th, and Bill Wennington, 10th.
Okay, so this is what's going to happen here if I did the list. I'm going to move Thayer and Brenly way up that list. When Bob Brenly was here, he was around some really good teams and some awful teams, and he wasn't scared to say what the hell was going on, too. You know, he had the famous make something happen rant that I threw in the vault when I was producing this show about guys always talking about make something happen, just do your damn job. Or he had another one too, I believe, was it a Starlin rant? He had several rants,
yes,
where he just went in and was like, he was offended by what was going on down there on the field. Didn't matter if he was calling the home
team.
Don't
confuse it with the Bobby Valentine Starlin
rant. That was national, that was weird, and a lot of people took notice of it. But I'd move Thayer and Brenly up that list. I drop Olczyk a little bit, and I drop Ron Santo to the end of the list
because he didn't really do the job.
It wasn't,
he didn't do the work.
I didn't like the flavor. I didn't like what it presented. I wasn't. Yeah, and this is the thing too, Dan. You and I have talked about this. I'm a little easier on broadcasters than some. Like I rarely feel like I have to turn off the radio or turn off the TV because this guy is just getting on my damn nerves. Like, I'm more focused on the game, and if you provide a palatable soundtrack, I'm cool with it. Now, I can also tell when you're doing more, when you're like, it feels like you're dancing with the song. Feels like the game is in rhythm with you and you're in rhythm with the game. That's when you hit peak, you know, production value. But I'm not the guy who's going to sit there like, oh my God, this guy's doing the game. Like, I'm there for the game, and you just happen to be telling me about it, so maybe I'm not the best judge.
Are the guys not on this list? Obviously, Darren Jackson is not on the list. We don't have Stacey King on the list.
Stacey's been doing it for a while now, too.
And here's the thing. There's two Stacey's.
Right.
there's catchphrase, you know,
hot sauce.
Yeah, there's all that thing, Jimmy G, the G, and then there's
Rockford Lightning coach takes
that, right. Then there's my sensibilities are offended. Here's what should be happening, Stacey. And I think he could be, that if he wanted to be the latter more than the former, he could be tremendous.
Yeah. It's middle of the season, Stacey, when he's wearing down of all the foolishness that he's watched for the last 35 games.
There are times when he gets out of some of the silliness, he does really high quality work.
He gave it to Dwayne Wade the last month of the season as far as his defensive lapses.
They're not lapses.
Well, you know,
lapse.
Paying attention to detail, awareness, I guess, effort, want to.
Just say his defense, because it's not really at that point. You know, I say somebody who's generally decent at it can have a lapse.
It's not like my bad.
Sometimes you lose sight of things and maybe something happens to you. But yeah, that's the no Joe Carter on the list here.
I was thinking about it. I was like, wait a minute, you got Stacey, and then. Oh damn! There was a Joe Carter experience. Like I'm trying to think about the guys that, like, for me, Tom Brenneman
didn't resonate.
Yeah, like how long was Tom here? He signed my floppy hat the day I called Sean Dustin Shawan. How long was Tom Brenneman here? What, like 5 years, 4 years?
Well, I did some because he was doing the national. TV,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And they also, this was after Harry died. Who was the guy that went west that was supposed to get the gig?
Josh Lewin.
Josh Lewin. Yeah.
And then Harry forced him out to bring Chip in. Josh got screwed. Remember, Harry wouldn't even talk to Josh Lewin?
I thought Harry had died.
No, Harry.
Skip Carey, whose pappy was the legendary Harry and whose son is Skip, died in his sleep last night. Make that his son Chip.
Whatever you want it to be. Yeah,
you'll get back to the ball somewhere.
But Chinese finger trap of words right there.
No, Harry froze out Josh Lewin because Harry wanted Chip to get the job. And he was supposed to do a couple of innings, and then Harry wouldn't let him come in and do the innings. Like, literally, like, wouldn't countenance Josh Lewin.
And then he went to do Chargers football and Padres baseball, if I'm not mistaken.
And now he's working with Wayne.
Yeah, yeah.
Stuff on WR. So, and I think he's still doing Chargers football. I think there's a bunch of jobs.
Who's more important for you in a broadcast?
Well, radio, it's the play-by-play guy. And television, it's usually the color guy. Because that's everybody can see it.
Right.
It's a matter of going next level with some stuff. But it's obviously, if you're doing color and radio, you're just interjecting little bits here and there. And that's probably why people don't, you know, that's... Jimmy Pearsall was one of the few radio color guys that you really felt during a broadcast. Just because of the chemistry that he had with Harry, and both could just be so critical. But I'm a little surprised Stacey King isn't on here, because I guess, you know, when he's good, he's very, very good.
Who would you take off the list for the color side?
As much as I like Tom Pachorik, I didn't get much from him.
And that's another thing. I grew up with Hawk and Wimpy. So
I did too, but I just didn't.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know how many things I remember that he said that I've taken his baseball lessons, or that he said, "Oh, I never really thought of it that way." I mean, he was pretty much
going back and forth. Exactly, he's going back and forth with Hawk about their baseball memories.
Correct.
Wasn't a whole bunch of breaking down, or if it was, it was, "I used to do this, and this."
There's another name on here for color commentators who I didn't appreciate at the time. Probably because he had a Ron Santo-like figure in a crowded booth with him. But you have Larrivee here for Bears stuff. But if you really remember what Hub did.
Yeah.
And I didn't appreciate it until later. Because it was Butkus.
Oh, Butkus, yeah, yeah.
And Butkus was like Santo half the time. You know, nice enough guy, but just kind of, you know, harumphing and yelling. And it would have been nice to let Hub's analysis breathe a little bit more. We're hearing it now. I mean, you certainly hear it now in these airwaves, and you hear it during the Westwood One stuff with his sideline reporting. But if somebody who actually would notice something during a game and pass it along to you, you know, I think Hub certainly merits consideration. Because I don't remember Lou Boudreau all that much.
Brenneman was here from 90 to 95. So, yeah, 4 or 5 years where, you know, was it a remarkable run? At that time, you know, I'd just gotten into baseball right in 92, somewhere around there, 91. Yeah, I didn't think Tom Brenneman left a lasting impression on me as a kid. I don't know about the people in this city. And then he goes on to get the Cincinnati job. So,
River North, this is Matt on the Score. Hello, Matt.
Hey, fellas. I wanted to get your guys' take on. I think Jim DeShays is pretty good.
He's terrific.
I don't think he's eligible. He hasn't been here 5 years, has he?
Didn't he have a stint with the Cubs before? Like, this is
you're thinking of Dave Otto. You're thinking of Otto?
Oh no, I'm not. No, I don't. Otto's okay, but I think DeShays. I think right now he's got to be one of the best. Analysts they got here.
I don't think he's eligible.
Oh, he's not eligible.
I don't think he's been here at least five seasons.
When did he start? Did he start 2012 or when he took over for Brantley? Is that correct?
2013 was his first year.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
so he's coming up on it. Yeah. Well, so that's
okay. If he was eligible, where would you put him?
I put him up pretty high. I like the way those two guys work. And to me, JD is the perfect balance of being able to tell a joke, make a reference, break down the game, and also point out when somebody's supposed to be doing something else or something in a better form. He can say, you know what? He wasn't busting it out the box, and it doesn't sound like he's doing these young kids today. Like,
right.
That's what grates on me when some of these old heads go in and it's like, we never used to do it, or the game has changed. It seems like he does it in a very professional manner when he does point things out. And I dig his quirky, you know, charm and humor with Len Casper. I think they do a terrific job together.
It's also his avoidance of some of the tropes of being a former pitcher, where usually it'll be in response to something that Len is asking of him directly, where it's not just like, well, I'm a pitcher, I hate all hitters. Right. I'm a hitter, I don't like any pitchers.
Keeping up the bit, yeah. Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying. I like JD. I like Len. And Foley, it was no knock on Foley in the last segment. I believe Pat Foley has kind of he's got to that status now where he can do his own thing and people are going to enjoy his cadence and his rhythm.
He's got a very unique cadence. And I remember talking to Ed Olczyk about this, the fact that Olczyk is able to work and find space,
those holes,
with both Doc Emrick and Pat Foley, who could not be on further ends of the spectrum. Because Foley has got this like Rolls Royce engine of a voice, and you hear it gearing up and gearing down. Here's the draw, and it rolls, right? And then in Doc Emrick, you have someone who speaks in staccato bursts as this is lifted into the zone and then forked back on out to the point, and it's bing, 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 right. Bing, 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 and it's difficult for somebody in Olczyk's position
to
get your little opening in the double dutch there, you know? And for him to be able to manage both of those is really quite a talent.
And have to do two of them in, you know, in the same week. You'll be on for three games, and then all of a sudden you're on the Wednesday night NHL game of the week, and you're hanging out with Doc in Pittsburgh, and you got to know everything. He does a good job of it, and I do agree with you. There are times it does seem like Eddie is like, you got to read between the lines. I've always said this with guys who you feel like might be a homer or a mouthpiece for a team. You understand when they're not liking something, and you also understand what they have to do. You know, I would not want anybody to lose their job for the sake of planting a flag on, you know, objectivity. That's fine. That's your deal. You got to go to sleep at night worrying about whatever you got to worry about. But with Eddie Olczyk, you can tell when it's not good enough for him. Maybe he doesn't say it as much when you get him in the interviews, but you can tell when the game is the game. And a guy who has gone through those wars as, you know, an NHL player for what, 12, 13 years. He's in the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame. Like, he's been through some things, and you can tell when it's not good enough for him. He won't say it's not good enough, but he'll say,
"Yeah, that second pass has got to be on his tape."
Exactly. And you're like, "Oh, okay, he's talking about Seabrook right there." So you gotta read between those lines a little bit harder with Eddie Olczyk.
It's often in the passive voice though, where it's not necessarily, like you say, like Seabrook didn't turn fast enough, or they're attacking. He'll say something like, you know, the way you really want to see that defended is, and it's not a direct call out of the player, but there's a switch to the passive voice,
and there's an application that you as a fan can then do when you see the replay.
He lets you get there.
Right.
Rick in Bloomington, you're on the Score. Hi, Rick.
Hey, hi, guys. Nice show today. Listen, I just want to make a comment about your ranking of Steve Stone. Did you have him at number two?
No, this isn't our ranking. Yeah, this is Phil Rosenthal's ranking.
Oh, Phil Rosenthal. Okay. I totally disagree with that.
He's at number one.
Had him at number one for color commentators.
I gotcha. Okay. I'm not a Steve Stone fan. I find him very egotistical. But I was curious about that, and I like your comments about Ron Santo. I enjoyed him, but he didn't provide any information. It was just entertainment.
Rick, what about Steve's ego or the way he does his job? What rubs you the wrong way?
Steve has always rubbed me the wrong way, even when he was a Cubs announcer. You know, you kids at home don't lay in the ground like Tony Pena does at behind the plate. I just found him to be smug. That's just me. Everybody has their own opinion. You know, right, guys?
Mm-hmm. Oh, thanks, Rick.
I think Rick thought it was going to be an argument. He just came in like Rick came in with his bulletproof vest on, like everybody's got their own opinion, right? he opens his shirt to let you know that all those bullets will be deflected. No, Rick, it's on you, baby. It's a Friday, man. I'm not going to argue about somebody else's list.
That's Kevlar, your opinion. Rick,
right? Right. Rick's like, all right, these idiots. All right, let me get ready. Let me get a little bit limber here. The car, because I know Burns is going to take shots. No, that's your deal. If you don't like Stoney, the thing that I worry about, Dan, is that, and this sound really old here, but I hope broadcasters don't get manufactured and put out at the rate where everything sounds the same. You know, say what you want about Hawk, and especially these last 5-7 years of his run, you know, there's a certain uniqueness that he brings to Sox baseball. And you go around the country, like, especially with baseball. Baseball guys, that was kind of like the mark of the city, you know, as far as sports are concerned.
You could also go back and
the knee houses of the world. And, you know, all
I had so many discussions about this, about how, and if you, I am a fan of language, mm-hmm. and I read a lot about language and what's happening, the globalization. And the shrinking of the effective size of the earth is doing away with regionalism in general. There used to be something, I want to say there used to be something like 20 different Texas accents alone. And now it's, you know, it's in North Carolina, there were 4 different North Carolina accents, 3 different Tennessee accents. So just the sound of human communication is different because there's so much dialect is going extinct.
I was just speaking of the spice that each broadcaster brings.
That's where I was going. There used to be a regionalism. You could tell the kids that grew up listening to Vin Scully were different than the kids who grew up listening to Harry Callis. Mm-hmm. And you could hear threads of it in how everybody broadcast. What's happened is, as sports broadcasting got Syracused, as it, mm-hmm. and people are
the factories start churning them out,
and mm-hmm. when you start, and you know that the Espen sound when you have the Dave O'Brien, Dan Shulman, Jason Benetti, you're talking about a baritone
Shambi.
Shambi, mm-hmm. and Shambi's got a personality too. I think he's terrific.
I love him.
Great. But there was a sound that started to be curated by national networks. And you know, I used to love when I did minor league play by play. That you could hear all the guys who were talking like this. Mm-hmm. And you could hear the guys who talk like there was
like 3 sets of dudes.
Right, guys working on their game, I said, and as Vin Scully, he told me, "You sound like you."
That's the
most important thing is that you sound like you.
That's it.
But I agree with you. I think it's cool when somebody's got a little
something different.
A little something different.
That's all.
Right.
That's all. It's the Bernstein and Golf Show.
And this segment is brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. Bottom of the hour, Ben Lindbergh will tell us about his juiced balls on the score.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Jed, of course, the executive vice president and general manager of the Chicago Cubs.
80% of a World Series winning team is out on the field. You know, this has been undoubtedly more frustrating. We haven't been able to get hot.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Tiki Barber with a CBS Sports Minute. Round two of the U.S. Open is in full swing out at Erin Hills Golf Course in Wisconsin. And majorless Ricky Fowler held a one-shot lead over also majorless Paul Casey and second-year tour pro Xander Schauffele after 18 holes. If the quirks of history are any indicator, this should bode well for the top of the leaderboard. Often we talk about experience and knowing how to win as being determining factors in golf majors. However, this hasn't been the case with the U.S. Open. In fact, for seven of the past eight U.S. Open champions, it's been their first major win, excluding only Jordan Spieth in 2015, who got his first major at the Masters a mere 2 months before his second at the Open in Chambers Bay. I'm sure this is due more to the fact that the Open rotates courses, but in a sport built on mental strength, it can't hurt to draw on history to find your competitive edge. I'm Tiki Barber.
The phones are ringing off the hook at Hyundai because right now we're offering the best savings in our 30-year history, like up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Sonata. It's called the Better Than Ever sales event, and it features the biggest total savings ever offered on the Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, and Santa Fe Sport. So there's never, ever been a better time to buy than the Better Than Ever sales event. Plus, every Hyundai is also backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, America's best warranty. So visit your Hyundai dealer now before the biggest savings in Hyundai's history are, well, history. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and the Better Than Ever sales event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, get up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Hyundai Sonata. That's 25% off MSRP. But hurry, the Better Than Ever sales event ends soon, so head to your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
It's all about Dad and his dream outdoor living space this weekend at Northwest Metalcraft, your one-stop shop in Arlington Heights for patio furniture, fire pits, and barbecues. We are proudly celebrating 70 years in business. Our 22,000-square-foot showroom has over 100 competitively priced patio sets from over 20 different manufacturers, including Troppatone, Woodard, Kingsley Bait, and more. And over 40 premium grills on display by Weber, Burlmaster, Solaire, and Memphis. Stop by and see what's cooking this Saturday, June 17th, between 11 and 3, for our Weber cookout. Mention this radio ad, and we'll save you the sales tax off your patio furniture purchase. Offer valid through June 30th. Northwest Metalcrafts is located at 413 South Arlington Heights Road in Arlington Heights. Visit us at nwmetalcraft.com. See you soon.
Accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It just is frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score's Danny Parkins.
I used to love listening to The Score as a kid. It was always on in the car when I was driving to high school. And I loved the speaking truth to power, the exposing hypocrisy. My favorite segment was Who You Crappin'. I always wanted to call in and have them say, good luck with your first crap.
Join Danny Parkins on The Spiegel and Parkins Show. Weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Jed, of course, the general manager of the Chicago Cubs.
80% of a World Series winning team is out on the field, and we just haven't been able to get hot. We haven't been able to get things going in the right direction. So, you know, this has been undoubtedly more frustrating.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero!
Or this?
And Baez drives one in the air. It's got a chance! Cubs win!
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
2:30 in the Northwestern Football Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Join Coach Fitz and the 2016 Pinstripe Bowl champions this fall for Big Ten football at Ryan Field. Season tickets on sale at nusports.com. The Cubs have dropped two straight series to the Rockies and Mets, respectively. They're hoping to reverse that trend when they open a series against Pittsburgh tonight at PNC Park. Ron Coomer told Mully and Handley this morning that today is the perfect time to get a win streak started.
If they don't play better on the road, it's not going to be the season that you're hoping for. But I do see that eventually this team is going to get it together here on the road. And it might be this series. It might be the next time we go on the road. But we get a long stretch of road games here right now, other than just the three at home. So now's the time if you're going to do it.
Eddie Butler gets the start tonight against Trevor Williams. Pre-game starts here on 670 The Score at 5:30. As for the White Sox, they're 5-5 in their last 10 games after taking 3-4 from Baltimore. Today they'll head north to face off with the Blue Jays. Jose Quintana getting the start against Joe Biagini. First pitch from the Rogers Center tonight at 6:07. In college basketball, potential number one overall pick Markelle Fultz has agreed to a multi-year endorsement deal with Nike, according to The Vertical. And in international soccer, the biggest star in the world wants out. Cristiano Ronaldo has reportedly said he no longer wants to play for Real Madrid. He could wind up back in the EPL. This U.S. Open scoreboard update is brought to you by BMW Golf Championship. Don't miss a shot. Visit BMWChampionship.com today. Ricky Fowler back on top of the leaderboard at 8-under today. Paul Casey and American Brooks Koepka hot on his heels at 7-under. Dustin Johnson, Jason Day, and Rory McIlroy all in danger of missing the cut after disappointing rounds yesterday. Father's Day, a day to say thanks to the most important guy in the world. This year, give him the perfect Father's Day gift and earn $25 in Cabela's Bucks when you spend $150 or more in-store. Shop in-store and online. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Pirates at 5:30 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Lexus of Naperville.
Visit the all-new LexusofNaperville.com. There it goes. Deep to left. Really deep. See ya. Oh, my goodness. What a shot by Aaron Judge.
Like it was just a hesitation to see if it was going to go into the, like, the corridor. I don't know. I don't even have a word for it because we've never had to even look that far.
That almost hit a retired number.
Or it's Scooter Jeanette doing that four times. Either way, something fishy is going on. And one of the detectives who has been doing the hard work, the heavy lifting, the gory science to actually ferret out.
He's touched a lot of balls over the last couple of years.
Why baseballs are flying out everywhere is this man, Ben Lindbergh, who joins us on the Score on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Think outside the oven, try a home run in off the grill this summer. Ben Lindbergh of The Ringer, of the Effectively Wild podcast. You can find his work also at 538.com and Baseball Prospectus. Ben, I really enjoyed The Ringer piece, and while I am not a scientist, I certainly think that I could understand how lucidly you laid out a very convincing case for a juiced baseball.
Well, thanks. I'm not a scientist either, so if I sounded like one, it must have been very convincing.
So you guys notice longer flights on the ball, more speed off of the bat. Like what was the genesis of this study for you guys?
Well, it's really just looking at what's going on in the game, and you know, it's not so much Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge could, I think, hit a hacky sack out of the ballpark, but you know, when it is Scooter Jeanette or any of these other guys, I mean, the home run rate has never been higher. The rise in the home run rate has never been more rapid, and so that, I think, has encouraged a lot of people to look around and wonder what's going on. And, you know, I'm sure it's a combination of factors. We got into that in the article, and maybe we'll get into it here, but, you know, the ball is obviously the place where people's suspicions go, because we have seen at points in the past that the ball has changed, and sometimes that change has been acknowledged by the manufacturer, and it's open, and everyone knows about it, and other times it's just suspected, and we're all just looking at the numbers and wondering. And so that was the genesis of this, is just wondering what the heck is going on.
The timeline is critical, looking at the All-Star break of 2015. And I remember when things exploded after that, and everybody pointed to Rawlings making a change in the manufacturing facility. So the question becomes, if we take it as a given, and I think with the evidence provided with the coefficient of restitution, testing, the baseball being able to move through the air better with lower seams, a smaller circumference, then why and how? It's one thing to say this is definitely happening. It's another to say baseball wanted it to happen, MLB made it happen or asked for it, because for me, the disconnect is that phone call. All right, hey, do this with the ball. I'm Ralph Manfred. We want more home runs. I'm not quite there yet. All this is evidence that something happened, not why it happened or how.
Yes, and I think that, you know, even if we accept that the ball is different, I'd say it's still probably just as likely that there was no knowledge or intention here, if not more likely. I think, you know, the changes are very small, and small changes in the baseball can produce very large changes on the field, it turns out. But I think, you know, this is well within the margins where you could say this could have just happened by chance. It could have happened through some change in the manufacturing process. And, you know, it's not even just one aspect of the ball that is dramatically different. It seems to be a little bit smaller, and it seems to have lowered the seams a little bit, and it seems to be a bit bouncier. And so it's a combination of small changes that seem to have added up to a significant change. And I think that probably would have been easy to miss. And so I don't think there's a conspiracy required here. And, you know, the timing, of course, I think raised everyone's radar, just because, you know, we were talking 2014 about scoring rates being at their lowest level since the mid-70s. People were wondering, does baseball have to do something? Do they have to change the strike zone, et cetera, et cetera? And then suddenly scoring picked up and the home runs appeared out of nowhere. And so the timing is a little convenient, but I think it very well could be a coincidence.
Yeah, this makes me think about the offshoots of this, how it affects the game in other ways, more so than just scoring. The risk-reward thinking, or now analysis when it comes to the strikeout as well. You look at the top seven single season strikeout records, and five of them have happened from 2012 to 2016. Do you think that since players know about this, or of course, I mean, this is the tools that they work with, do you think that the risk reward analysis changes as far as strikeouts are concerned because of a juice ball?
Yeah, I definitely do. And I think that's part of what we're seeing now. The home run rate has continued to climb a little more slowly than it did in 2015, but it still seems to be going up and up. And I think that has a lot to do with what the players are doing differently. And of course, pitchers are throwing a little bit harder all the time. That has a very small effect, it turns out, on how hard the ball is hit and how far it travels. But I think when hitters see that the ball is carrying this well, and that if they elevate their swings and they get the ball in the air and keep it off the ground, they will be richly rewarded for that because the ball will go over the fence. I think it's only natural that they would try to hit that way. And so as StatCast has come along and told us about launch angles, we've seen this great emphasis on the uppercut swing. And, you know, this is something Ted Williams used to talk about, but every hitter is talking about it these days. And we've seen some guys really reinvent themselves. And so I think that has a lot to do with it. If you know that you've got a good chance of hitting a homer if you get the ball in the air, then, of course, you're going to swing hard. You're going to swing for the fences no matter what the count is. And you're going to get more strikeouts. And, you know, that's kind of the game that we have right now. And I think fans like home runs, but they also like seeing guys run and make fun defensive plays, and we're seeing fewer balls in play than ever before. So there definitely are some secondary effects.
Did you look at all, especially when my interest was piqued when you noticed that the seams were lower, the ball was smaller by any little bit that might make a difference, every number of microns, but couldn't you see that in spin rate of breaking pitches? Could you see it in using some pitch effects data, perhaps in movement of breaking pitches, to say if everybody's playing with a different ball, it's not just a hitting effect that might change?
Yeah, we didn't look into that for this article, but a few people have suggested it, and I think it would be an interesting follow-up. And where we did see it was looking at how the ball carried. We looked at balls in the first half of 2015 before the home run rate really got out of control, and we said, you know, if you have this exit velocity and this launch angle, this is how likely you are to get a home run out of that. Then we fast-forward a year, look at 2016, the first half. Well, if you hit balls with the same velocity and the same launch angle, suddenly more of them are going out, which tells us or certainly strongly suggests that the ball is carrying differently, that, you know, it's not encountering as much air resistance because of the smaller size or lower seams, and so it is just carrying farther even when it's being hit exactly the same way. So I think it would be an interesting follow-up to see if the spin rate has changed or if the movement has changed on the ball on the way to the plate. Of course, the differences would be much smaller, I think, over that distance, and maybe it would be a little tougher to pick up, but yes, I think that's definitely worth looking at.
Ben Lindbergh joining us here on the Bernstein and Goff Show. You can watch us on our live video stream at watch670thescore.com. Brought to you by American Needle. Follow them on Instagram at American Needle. So we talked about this yesterday, Ben, with the NBA and how they got a ball that they did not like. And a couple of weeks in, they bitched and moaned and got it changed back to the old ball. I don't know what's covered by the CBA or what the sponsorship or endorsement issues that you'd encounter if you were Major League Baseball. But if I'm a pitcher and I understand that the ball is flying a little bit farther and weighs a little bit less, I'm going to say something about it. Is there a way that the ball can be changed back to normal, or is there a gripe that pitchers may have? Can you change it at all?
Well, I think, you know, one thing that maybe limits what you can do is that the ball does seem to be within the legal limits that MLB has set, and they are very wide limits, especially for that coefficient of restitution, the bounciness that we were talking about. The limits are so wide that by the, you know, official MLB baseball testing facility's own admission, you could have a legal ball on the low end of the scale that goes 350 feet, and then a legal ball on the high end of the scale that goes 400 feet, and everything else is the same, and they're both, you know, regulation baseballs. So this is not, you know, it's not as if they've exceeded the limits that they've set for themselves. So I don't know if it would be easy to do something. Now, you know, I could see why pitchers would get tired of having to crane their necks to look at the latest home run they just gave up, but I guess the saving grace is that it should, in theory, affect all pitchers, right? It's not like one guy's getting hurt by this and another's not. I mean, maybe there are some differences depending on what pitches you throw and where you tend to throw in the zone and that sort of thing. But, you know, everyone is kind of being affected by this. And so it's not like you would be suffering dramatically relative to the other guy who you're competing for a contract with.
And forgive me if this is a silly question, but there was a time many, many years ago, and I know we should mention your piece on The Ringer really does use baseball history and other times when we have seen home run explosions to try to make some long historical comparisons over the swath of an entire century, in fact.
Yeah.
But there was a time when Louisville Slugger and maybe Adirondack were the suppliers of bats, and it was monopolized, frankly. And now that's democratized, splintered to I don't know how many approved bat manufacturers there are, but
right.
But there's been an arms race of actual bats that are completely allowed, and maple bats and composite bats and all kinds of customized different companies doing this. Have you looked at coefficient of restitution from a bat perspective to actually see if, in fact, there is more force being delivered into a ball with the same velocity of swing?
Yeah, so you're right. The market share going to Louisville has definitely declined. I think there's a manufacturer named Marucci that has become much more popular among players, and they're obviously different types of wood. From what I have heard from Alan Nathan, the baseball physics expert that I spoke to and have spoken to before for baseball-related articles, he told me that there hasn't been much of a difference at all observed for different types of woods. Now, of course, you know, you talk about a metal bat or a composite bat.
Sure.
Those can have big differences, but those are not allowed in Major League Baseball. So according to him, and, you know, he's more aware of the testing that's been done than I am, the difference from, say, ash to maple or from one bat brand to another is not so significant. But, you know, now that we're seeing this giant difference, it certainly makes sense to look into every possible explanation. And when we look at the ball, then it makes sense to look at the bat next. So it's definitely another avenue of exploration.
Stay on it is all I will tell you, because I will be following closely. I get a kick out of it, and it's good to know that there are people who are committed to digging in on this case.
Yeah, thank you for doing the work for segments to come, Ben. We appreciate that.
Well, thanks for talking to me about it.
That is Ben Lindberg. You can read his work at The Ringer. 538, Baseball Prospectus, here on the Effectively Wild podcast, brought to you by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved. And with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now, 800-430-4149.
Top of the hour, I want to talk about something that not only happened 9 years ago today, but something that we haven't really talked about, and a person that's been out of our sporting lives when it comes to sports, actually, for a while now.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
I'm interested.
Has something to do with what's on the television right now.
Okay, then, because I'm trying to keep one eye on that.
And I'm not talking about Maury, by the way. It's not the Maury Povich show. I'm not referring to
Who's
Your Baby Daddy or the Three Judges show with the lady who's got the feathered hair like Farrah Fawcett.
So this one is I Revenge Cheated with Your Mom.
Ooh.
Wild guest
nice.
Updates. All right.
Nice.
There you go. Enjoy that during the break.
I know a young lady whose boyfriend cheated on her with her mom.
Really?
Yes.
Hot mom?
No.
Oh.
Nobody in the situation was hot. But
really?
Yeah. And he's still with her mom.
Ew.
And she goes there for family gatherings and sees her mom with.
Why'd you make it all weird?
What, me? Yeah. Why? What do you mean? How did you do it? You read something and immediately person came to mind.
Yeah, but you did your voice that you use when you're kind of creeped out about it.
I am creeped out. You know, right. How you gonna ask the person to pass the yams that are. Pass your yams.
I don't like yams.
No.
I don't like sweet potatoes.
No cranberry for you.
Cranberry's fine.
Yeah.
I make really good sweet potato recipe, but I just don't eat it.
What about sweet potato fries?
Ooh, no. Yeah. No, that's, no.
That's the new way.
No,
yeah,
no.
The
it's, they're all wrong.
You get off of that.
That's all kinds of wrong. Yeah. No, thank you.
Less carbs, you know?
I want more carbs in that case, though. Give him a damn fries and get out the way.
All right, all right.
And get out the way, boy. Get out the way.
Bernstein and Golf Show. You're a ridiculous person. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. Juice balls and different things. Top of the hour right here on 670 The Score.
Lynn Casper, TV voice of the Cubs and Score baseball contributor, talks Cubs three times a week on The Score.
I talk to Joe every day. I think there have been some games lately that the Cubs have not won, but he has been happy with the look.
Lynn Casper on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Presented by Two Brothers Brewing.
Hey, have you heard of Amy Kite, the realtor from Keller Williams Infinity? Let me tell you a story about my friend Amy Kite, who's a top performing realtor in Chicagoland. It's not every day a home sells for more than list price, but that's what Amy Kite's team did for Vasil, trying to flip a home in McHenry. He wasn't happy with the service or advice he was receiving, and after calling Amy Kite, she got to work. Amy got the property sold in only 6 days for $220,000, which was way above the list price. Those are the kinds of results you'll get if you hire Amy Kite to sell your home. Amy Kite is the real deal when it comes to buying or selling homes. Hi, it's Jason Goff here, and when the time comes when you have to buy or sell a home, call the realtor who I would call, Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Amy's unique in that she will sit down with you, you agree on a price, a deadline, and if the deadline passes, the home isn't sold, she can rent it, lease it, or buy it for cash. That's the Amy Kite guarantee. Next time I need to sell my home, I would absolutely trust Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Call Amy at 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com. Again, that's amywillsellyourhome.com.
Shop, click, drive at applechevy.com. Visit Apple Chevy now through Monday and save 25% off MSRP on 2017 Chevy Malibu LSs. Get details and schedule a test drive today at applechevy.com. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
The Score's Danny Parkins.
I used to love listening to The Score as a kid. It was always on in the car when I was driving to high school. And I loved the speaking truth to power, the exposing hypocrisy. My favorite segment was Who You Crappin'. I always wanted to call in and have them say, good luck with your first crap.
Join Danny Parkins on The Spiegel and Parkins Show. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Peter Gammons joins us.
People tell me that Bryce Harper would prefer to play for the Cubs. I don't think that it's going to be affordable to have Bryce Harper and Chris Bryant on the same team. I'd love to see it. I respect them both so much.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Jed, of course, the general manager of the Chicago Cubs.
80% of a World Series winning team is out on the field, and we just haven't been able to get hot. We haven't been able to get things going in the right direction. So, you know, this has been undoubtedly more frustrating.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Good Lord, David Ross is annoying.
The ovation that he got on Friday just for standing up was ridiculous. Like, you think that Ryan Sandberg and Hawk Dawson and all those dudes rolled into one stood up. Now look up, it's David Ross all dressed in black. This guy is an icon now.
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Joe Madden, what's the solution then if you've tried everything?
We just keep talking. I really do believe in our guys. I anticipate a nice surge coming up relatively soon. They can't care any more than they care.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Select models, $1,389
with finance. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score. 312-644-6767 is the phone number that Pat and Bellwood dialed, and Rob and I-55. We will get to you on the other side of a quick timeout. I'm going to talk some golf with you because I got some speaks for something that hasn't been happening lately, and I know why, and I'm appreciative of it as well.
This portion of Sports Radio 670 is brought to you by Cabela's. Give Dad the perfect Father's Day gift and earn $25 in Cabela's Bucks when you spend $150 or more in store. Shop in store and online. All that is coming your way. Don't go anywhere. You got Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Want a better...
Hey, it's Jason Goff here for Xfinity. Not only do you get the movies that I mentioned and the TV shows on demand, but you get the best internet, the super fast internet, the millions of Wi-Fi hotspots around the nation that you can connect to while you're away from the crib, which helps save data on your phone, which helps you save money. So hook up with Xfinity as soon as you possibly can. Hurry and make the switch to Xfinity internet for as low as $19.99 per month for 12 months, or ask how to get even more speed with Blast Internet now with speeds up to 75 megabits per second. And now, for a limited time only, get free installation. Xfinity internet is perfect for everyone, so be sure to call 1-800-XFINITY or Xfinity.com and make the switch to Xfinity internet today. Stop waiting around and make sure to ask about Xfinity Mobile, a new kind of network designed to save you some money. Get up to 5 lines of talk and text included with Xfinity internet service with no activation and no line access fees, plus 2 easy data options available so you can stream entertainment on the go and save along the way. Compare that to AT&T. If you do, you're going to come up with winner if you're on the Xfinity side. So do internet, do home networking, do home security, do all the things better with Xfinity.
Hi, this is Chicago baseball world champ Wilson Contreras, and I love driving in runs almost as much as I love driving my new Ford from Westfield Ford in Countryside. As a catcher, I know a great pitch when I see one. So when my friends at Westfield Ford showed me how much I could save on a new Ford, I was all in.
Westfield Ford in Countryside always has a great selection of brand new Ford vehicles in stock. Right now at Westfield Ford, buy a new 2017 Ford Focus for $169 per month, or a new 2017 Ford Escape for $249 per month.
I played in the Ford Classic last year, so I can handle the pressure. but you'll never feel any pressure at Westfield Ford, where you always find straightforward people and straightforward pricing with no hassles. So join me, Wilson Contreras, on my other championship team, Westfield Ford, on the corner of Joliet and LaGrange Road in Countryside.
All Ford rebates incentives applied. Must qualify. Taxes and fees extra. Payments based on 10% down with 2.99% APR for 75 months. See dealer for details. Offer expires 6/30/17.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion, Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Jed, of course, the general manager of the Chicago Cubs.
80% of a World Series winning team is out on the field, and we just haven't been able to get hot. We haven't been able to get things going in the right direction. So, you know, this has been undoubtedly more frustrating.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Play.it presents Showtime Championship Boxing.
Showtime!
Three podcasts connecting you with the fighters and industry leaders. On the Record with Paul Rivera.
We'll cover the lifestyle of boxing behind the scenes and hopefully a viewpoint